Good evening. Welcome, welcome to Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church, Disciples of Christ Monday Manna Bible Study, and we are ready to get started on tonight.
I hope and trust that everyone has had a blessed day today. We're trying to make some adjustments as we're just getting in, trying to get situated, and we praise God for each of you tonight as you prepare for this time together. But truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us know that the sound is clear and that you're getting a good signal tonight, and that you're ready to talk tonight and discuss with us this seventh chapter. Is that right, Lady Kim?
That's correct.
Of Song of Solomon. And there are only eight chapters, I believe, in the entire book. And so we're right at on the verge of closing this particular study out tonight. I mean, this month, perhaps next week in that eighth chapter. But we'll see how it goes. But I hope that each of you have had a great day today. There are 13 verses here that we're going to discuss. We've already read those last week. Didn't we read those before we closed out last week? And so we're going to try to make our way through those 13 verses tonight, and just kind of lift up in some finer points and some highlights about what is happening here in this seventh chapter. Are you ready to take the reins and run with it, Lady Kim?
I'm following you.
Huh?
I'm following you, big dog.
That's not an answer to the question I just asked. All right. But we do praise God for each of you, and we thank God for His Spirit's abiding presence. I tell you, the weather is shifting, and we just made it in from the West Coast, and it's cold all across the border from which we have traveled. Mm-hmm. And we're experiencing a little jet lag coming from California this morning. Are you experiencing any jet lag?
A lot of jet lag.
Okay, so we were trying to make that adjustment with the time and had a layover in Denver, but we made it here, and we praise God for each of you. Let's have a prayer, and we'll just kind of talk. We will share a little bit about what happened this weekend, but we're focusing our attention tonight on Song of Solomon, the seventh chapter, and there are 13 verses. We've already read those last week, and we're going to just go back through and highlight a few things here tonight as it relates to what is happening in this particular chapter. Let's have prayer as we prepare for tonight. God, we bless you and we honor you and we thank you for your keeping power. We thank you, dear Lord, for covering us and for continuing to sustain us in the midst of everything that we have gone through and everything that we will go through. We know that you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you would be with us always, even until the end. And we are confident tonight that you're going to supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And so now, God, even as we prepare for this time together tonight, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. So we love you and we honor you and we thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and praise God.
Amen. Praise
God. All right. Well, yesterday, we normally just do a recap in terms of some of the things that happen in the worship experience. And yesterday, Dr. Quali Seymour, she stood tall as we were out and shared a word from, I believe it was Ephesians, the fifth chapter. And she called this particular sermon, Be All That You Can Be. And so we had a chance to watch some of that as we were preparing for service on yesterday, sharing with our good friend and brother, Dr. John E. Tunstall, as he was celebrating his 75th birthday. And we came and we went and shared with him, and Dr. Holmes from Denver and I, we preached a tag team message at the Abundant Life Christian Church in Los Angeles, California. And I tell you, that was a powerful time in the Lord as we shared and as we encouraged our brother as he's celebrating, and he's still in celebration mode. But we had a great time. But we did get a chance to look at some of the worship experience as we were preparing to go to the worship service at Abundant Life. Mm-hmm. And everything was, and let me just say this on the front end, Lady Kim, how proud I am of all of our ministers and all of our leaders and our teachers. We have by far some of the best teachers in the city of Memphis, and perhaps even across Tennessee, because our Sunday school is par excellent, second to none. And also we have some powerful preachers of the gospel. Even when we're away, we know that the beat is going to continue to go.
That's right.
And Dr. Qualise, she stood tall and did an excellent job. And of course, Dr. Butler, working with her and assisting her, everything flowed. And of course, you are one of those preachers, and I can call the roll, but we are surrounded by ministers of the gospel and preachers of the gospel and teachers. And we're getting a sense of understanding how important it is for us to work in unison together and use our gifts to the glory of God. Wouldn't you agree with me on
that's
that?
That's right. Amen.
And I think this Institute for Leadership Training is really kind of just helping to bring everything together.
Yes, solidify.
Yeah, because we didn't get a chance to participate, but we caught some of it as we were traveling last Thursday, trying to make it, and had some delays in our flights. But it does my heart good just to see how people are stepping up and using their gifts and being, you know, giving God the praise and just doing what God has called them to do. And Dr. Qualise, I don't know if she's on tonight, but just want to say how much we appreciate you for the powerful word on yesterday. And looked like I saw a shout or something at the end there, a little bit. Looked like, but we praise God for what God is doing at ATOP. Be all that you can be.
Be all that you can be was the sermon title. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a, and I think she mentioned that
it
was
from the Army.
From the Army, the Marines, one of the armed forces, and it was very appropriate because it was really that that was what was the weekend we had on this past weekend? Was that Veterans Day on the 11th? Mm-hmm. And so she really kind of tied that in as she began to share. But this scripture in Ephesians, it says, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be drunk with wine. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it says? Mm-hmm. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. And she mentioned some songs as she was talking. I kind of got a glimpse of that. Spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart. And then she said, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. She had several points there, didn't she?
Yes. Okay. Well, the first point was, you know, that we need to make the most of every opportunity.
Okay.
And you know, we've been blessed that God gives us opportunities and choices.
Mm-hmm.
We have been given the choice to do what we please.
Okay.
And whether we make the decision or not to do what's right in God's sight. That's what it means by see that you walk circumspectly.
Okay.
Not as fools, but as wise.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have to redeem the time, because time is precious.
Mm-hmm.
Once the day goes past, or once an opportunity has passed, then we won't get that opportunity anymore.
That's
we won't
right.
be able to get that time back anymore.
Right.
Once that time is gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm. And you know, as the older we get, you know, the quicker the time seems to go.
Absolutely. And so, and as you were talking about that, I was just thinking about how these opportunities are so you know, we have to take advantage of every opportunity that God presents us and make the most of it, because you don't know when that opportunity is going to come back around. And sometimes we don't put all that we can into the opportunity that we have, and we think that it's going to last for a long time, or that it's going to be there for when we get ready and decide that we want to put our best foot forward,
right,
so to speak. But you don't have to do that. You need to, if God opens a door, then you need to go in that door, and you need to do what God has called you to do. Don't be slothful. Don't be lazy. But redeem that time.
Mm-hmm.
Take advantage of it, because you can't get that time back.
That's right.
And so it is with opportunities. And if you are given a second opportunity at something that you may have missed, then you're blessed and you're fortunate, because there are not very many people who get a second opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Some people miss out on good jobs. Some people miss out on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Some people miss out on a variety of things because they do not make the most of the opportunity
mm-hmm.
that God has presented them.
And I think one of the drawbacks is fear.
Okay.
You know, fear has a way of paralyzing people and keeping them in check, or keeping them at a place of not moving forward.
Okay.
But the Bible says that fear is not of God.
That's right.
So, is fear natural? Is it normal? Yes, it's a normal thing,
mm-hmm.
but never to be paralyzed by fear.
Okay.
We have to continue to move forward even when we're fearful.
Okay. And that, and Lady Kim, you touched on something very powerful there, because fear has a way of paralyzing the opportunity that God gives us,
mm-hmm.
because we don't know what's on the other side.
Fear of the unknown.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the points I dealt with yesterday when I was encouraging Dr. Tunstall, how we have to move from the familiar to the unfamiliar. And many times people don't want to cross that line because they are fearful of what might happen, and they are uncertain about the situation because they have never experienced it.
That's right.
But Timothy, I believe, tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And so we have to replace our fear with faith,
mm-hmm.
and we have to step out,
mm-hmm.
and then God will step in.
That's right.
And so I know that's not what Dr. Qualise probably mentioned in her sermon, but it all ties in, because it's clear that the days are evil. We have to redeem the time, you know, and we have to make the most of every opportunity, and do not be drunk with wine, but be what?
Filled with the Spirit.
That's right.
Making most of every opportunity. But that was her second point, to be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
when you're filled with the Spirit of God, then the Spirit of God will not lead you astray.
Okay.
It will not lead you wrong.
Okay.
Even when you're fearful and you're afraid to step out, when you see that opportunity before you, if you are filled with the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
then God will order your steps.
That's right.
It says, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe one of the most powerful points that Dr. Qualise made yesterday was she differentiated between what a psalm was and what a hymn was and what a spiritual
mm-hmm.
song was.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Q, we were listening now. I don't think we weren't listening. We didn't have a chance to take our notes like we normally do. I see you on the line, and we just, I don't know if you heard what I said earlier, but we just sent a shout out letting the people know how much we appreciate you standing tall, and how much we appreciate you using your gift, and how God is blessing at ATOP with all of these gifts that he has placed in the ministry. And we have to recognize that, and we have to understand that it's for the building up of the body of Christ, for the edifying of the body. And when we have all of the gifts working in concert and in union, then it'll be a powerful thing that happens in the church. Wouldn't you agree, Lady Kim?
Amen. Absolutely. And that her third point to you know, bring this to a close on tonight is to give thanks for everything.
Everything.
You got to give God thanks for everything, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. every opportunity that he gives, even if you're afraid to move out, every situation that he presents you with, if we walk by faith and not by sight, if we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, if we're filled with the Spirit and allow it to lead us, then God can work miracles in our lives.
That's right. That's right. Now, this is Lady Kim. She has a new look tonight. Many of you probably didn't get a chance to see it, but I'm telling you, this is a major look that Lady Kim has going on right here. And so we praise God. All right. She's kicking me and pinching me under the table. But we praise God for each of you. And in everything, we're in a season of Thanksgiving and a season of harvest and a season of just remembering all that God has done. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Don't wait till we get 2 weeks. How many more weeks is it?
Two weeks.
2 weeks from before, you know, you start to try to count your blessings. You need to count your blessings every day and spend quality time just thanking the Lord. And I think she closed out just thanking God for all that he's done and how God continues to sustain us. And if you're clothed in your right mind and God has afforded you an opportunity to be able to be mobile and be able to use your gifts, and you're working and you have access to employment, then you have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give God praise. Because when we look back over our lives and we begin to think things over, we can't help but tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you, tonight, because God has been just that good. You know, we were delayed getting to Los Angeles, missed the flight in Denver, and I think we spent, what, almost 12 hours trying to get to Los Angeles on last Thursday. Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went through that time shift. But it did not hinder our thanks and our praise to God. And so I'm saying that to say, many times there might be delays, there might be missed opportunities, there might be situations where you have to wait for God to do what he said he would do. But don't forget now, God is not forsaken, God is not forgotten about you. And so in everything, not just some things, but in everything, give God thanks. Somebody ought to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to give him some thumbs up as an indication of your
God.
Thanks to God, because God has been good. He's been faithful.
Yes.
He's been kind and just. He's been merciful. And he's looked beyond our faults and he's gotten right to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else you want to tell us a little bit about what the whole experience was in Los Angeles, and then we'll jump into this word tonight.
It was an awesome experience. We had an opportunity to fellowship with friends, old friends, and to reacquaint ourselves with other people, you know, that we haven't seen in years.
That's right, that's right.
Some of you may or may not know, we used to live in Los Angeles.
That's right.
Pastor Murray's first full-time pastorate was there in Los Angeles,
Linwood,
California.
That's right.
At the First Christian Church of Linwood. And so we saw many of the people that we haven't seen. Oh, some people we hadn't seen in 30 years.
That's right. 30 plus years.
Yes, and it was good to see them. But it was especially good to see our good friend, Dr. John Tunstall, to see Lisa Tunstall and their children, John Lee and Jonathan, at the birthday party, and man, was it a great party.
That's right, that's
right. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. Those who couldn't make it sent video footage of their birthday greetings for Dr. Tunstall. So it was wonderful. We got a chance to go to a Lakers game.
What did you say? You're breaking up. Boom. We were in the house, and God showed us favor and kindness. I tell you, that was not even on the radar.
That wasn't on the radar, but we had sweet tickets. We had tickets to a sweet there at the, what is it called? The Crypto Arena. The Crypto Arena.
It's
beautiful
major.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know what? Memphis needs to step up in a few areas. Number one, we just got a new look to our airport.
That's right.
You know, when you go to the Denver airport and the LA airport, we are still behind. Come on, Memphis.
That's right.
We got to step it up. And then that Crypto Arena, my Lord, was it fabulous.
We were looking, doing,
FedEx Forum has nothing on that Crypto Arena.
That's right.
I hear that the Clippers are building an arena.
That's right.
So I know it's going to be fabulous. Come on now, Memphis. I know we're not as big as LA, Chicago, or New York.
Right.
But we got to come on up to the 21st century.
It was amazing.
Major. And we're coming along slowly, but we need to come on up. So we
had to go out there and coach them to this victory they had.
Yes, Lakers won on last night. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I had to make a special trip out there to make sure that we got at least 3 wins, because people are pushing and bragging and they messing with me, you know, and talking trash. But no, we won last night. Anthony Davis stood tall. I was there. I have the pictures to prove it. And so we praise God for being graciously gifted with an opportunity to go that we hadn't even planned for.
Yes.
And so it is with us, Lady Kim, and with those who are viewing. God has blessings in store. I talked a couple of weeks ago about making room for your harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be prepared for when God presents a opportunity or a blessing to you.
That was a major blessing.
That was major. And
it
so,
was a major blessing.
And then on Sunday, Dr. Holmes and I, we tag teamed and we preached from the thought 75, and it was appropriate with Dr. Tunstall's 75th birthday. We went to Genesis, the 12th chapter, and talked about Abraham. When he was 75 years old, that's when God called him to launch out into the deep. And he had to experience something that he hadn't experienced before. And we were encouraging our brother that even though he's turned 75, that God is not through with him yet.
Amen.
And that there's still so much work to do. So Pastor Holmes did an excellent job. I just kind of set the stage for him to come and close, but he closed out powerfully, and we're talking about 75 and how you got to leave a lot, you got to take a lot, and that's that whole thing with Lot, when
mm-hmm.
Abram took Lot with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talked about moving from the familiar to the unfamiliar, and how you got to take some risk, and how you got to step out and watch God do what he said he would do.
Amen. And Dr. Holmes talked about you got to take a lot and you got to leave a lot.
That's right.
So it was good. I enjoyed both messages. Were very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were able to spend just a few minutes of time with Bishop T. Garrett Benjamin and his beautiful wife,
Lady Beverly
Benjamin. We always have a hilarious time when we're with them, as well as Dr. Matt Harris
and his beautiful wife, Mary Harris.
We enjoyed them so much.
It was a great time.
It was a great fellowship.
Went down to the pier. Dr. Holmes is an expert.
Went to Redondo Beach. To the pier and bought fresh fish.
And they came back home and we had a feast. Dr. Holmes, a fish fry and spaghetti. Lady Kim was in there working and putting that magic on that spaghetti, two different kinds of spaghetti. But we're not going to do, that's not what we're here for tonight. But we want to go ahead and jump into this word. But we just want to say how much we appreciate our brothers and also the church, Abundant Life Christian Church in Los Angeles, California, and how much we appreciate the time that we had. We just got off the plane,
About an hour ago.
Yeah.
We got in at about 4:30.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so we came right on in preparing for tonight. But thank you, Dr. Tonstall. He's on the call, and Dr. Holmes, and for Bishop Benjamin, and spending time with them, and for just that fellowship this weekend. And thank you, ATOP, for standing tall in our absence. And we had no doubt that things would continue to carry on because you were in good hands. And we praise God for the leadership of ATOP and Dr. Qualis and Dr. Butler and all of those who continue to carry the ministry forth even in our absence. That's the way it should be. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's jump into this word tonight, Lady Kim, in the seventh chapter of Song of Solomon. And there are a couple of titles or headers, if you will, that really kind of speaks to what has taken place in this seventh chapter. One in my study Bible, it says it's expressions of praise. And we know that from last week, as you read those, that King Solomon, he begins to talk about the strength of love. He talked, making reference to the girl. Mm-hmm. And then the man begins talking, taking delight in his beloved's appearance. He continues to express his pleasure, if you will, or what's another word? Appreciation for her attractiveness.
Mm-hmm. Attraction
and,
to her.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how he was waiting and how he was in awe about her appearance, because Solomon was one who had everything at his disposal. He could get anything that he wanted. But something happened when he saw this Shunammite woman that really made his heart take a double beat, and his eyes probably began to swell, no doubt, when he saw her. I don't know if they captured pictures of it on different commentaries, but Solomon chose her and she chose him. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, they began to share what is described in the Bible as the love, I guess it would be the love book of the Bible.
Amen.
And as we said last week, it says a lot and shed light on just how complete our God is. It gives us a glimpse of the completeness of God.
Amen.
How God is so concerned about us that he wants to make sure that he gives us examples and models that we can live by and not leave anything out. And so Isaiah puts it this way: he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And so he covers the full spectrum of everything that we might experience, so that when we get to a place where we feel as if we can't make it, or we feel like giving up, or we feel like throwing in the towel, there's a word found in the book that will give us the strength to run on.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And so it starts out talking about, would you like for me to read those?
Absolutely.
Let's see.
It's only 13 verses, I believe.
Let's read verses 1 through 9, because I think, that's
the essence
of some similitudes there, and some differences.
Okay.
I got the wrong Bible, but...
what you use a different translation.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have the English Standard Version.
Did you find it?
Yes.
Okay.
I have
All it. Right.
We're reading chapter 7 of the Song of Solomon, verses 1 through 9. How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O noble daughter. Your rounded thighs are like jewels, the work of a master hand. Your navel is a rounded bow that never lacks mixed wine. Your belly is a heap of wheat encircled with lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are pools in Heshbon, by the gate of Bath Rabbim. Your nose is like the tower of Lebanon, which looks towards Damascus. Your head crowns, you like Carmel, and your flowing locks like purple. A king is held captive in the tresses. How beautiful and pleasant you are, O loved one, with all your delights. Your statue is like a palm tree, and your breasts like the clusters, are like its clusters. I say I will climb the palm tree and lay hold of its fruit. Oh, may your breasts be like clusters of the vine, and the scent of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine.
Wow. This is Solomon now being very expressive in terms of his appreciation for his bride.
Okay.
And how he's really, it's really an expression of praise,
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't waste words in terms of describing how he feels. And so how does this really kind of link in, Lady Kim, and what can we get out of these first few verses to help us, you know, in terms of relating that to what God is saying to us?
Well, the first nine verses talks about the graces of the church.
Okay.
And, you know, in verses 10 through 13 talk about the delight of church, of the church in Christ.
Mm.
So, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week also, that the similitudes here are different from what they were before. And in the original, they refer to the glorious and the splendid clothing,
mm-hmm.
Such as honor, have all his saints, and having put on Christ, they are distinguished by their beautiful and glorious apparel. They adorn the doctrine of God, their Savior, in all things. Consistent believers honor Christ,
okay,
recommended the gospel, and convinced and awakened sinners. The church resembles a stately and spreading palm, while her love for Christ, and the obedience resulting thereof are precious fruit of the true vine. The king is held in the galleries. Christ takes delight in the assemblies and ordinances of his people and admires the fruit of his grace in them.
Mm-hmm.
When applied to the church and to each faithful Christian, all this denotes that the beauty of holiness in which they shall be presented to their heavenly bridegroom.
Okay.
This was from the Matthew Henry commentary that stated the similarities and the differences when it relates to the church.
Okay.
As,
okay.
You know, we're reading this.
Okay. So Solomon is really being expressive in his appreciation for the different attributes that his bride brings to the table. And God, in his expression and his love for us, sent his son as a result of showing us how much he loved us. For John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
And so it is with what Solomon is really putting his best foot forward. He's very expressive, and so was God in expressing his love toward the church and mm-hmm. to those who would accept him as Lord and Savior of his life. And the thing in that John 3:16 for me, Lady Kim, it doesn't just specify a particular race or a particular tribe, but it says God so loved the world
mm-hmm.
that he gave his only begotten son. And mm-hmm. so some people, they and that's how a lot of religions were formed and how a lot of people decided to go in different ways. Because they some believe that it was only for them
mm-hmm.
that God came. And mm-hmm. others believe that you have to have certain things in place in order to be a part of what God has done. But it says, no, God loved all of us, and he loves all of us. And he was so much in love with us that he was willing to sacrifice his son
mm-hmm.
that we might experience life more abundantly.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Anything else there you want to bring out of those first, what was that, nine verses?
Not in those first nine verses.
Okay, because this, all of these verses now from probably six to the end of this, book in the eighth chapter kind of ties in together. Mm-hmm. Because Solomon, of course, and they're going back and forth sharing their expressions to each other. And so most of what we've already read is kind of tying in and leading us as we prepare to close out with the eighth chapter. Wouldn't you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and see if there are any questions or comments. Any comments we see?
Anything? Not right now, but we do want to remind everyone that if you have prayer requests or praise reports, to put them in the chat so that we can... in the comment box so that we can get those, and at the end of the Bible study we will be able to lift up prayer requests and as we come to the close to make sure that we have touched all those who needed prayer for tonight.
Okay.
All right. So don't forget to add your prayer requests and praise reports. The Song of Solomon chapter 7 verses 10 through 13 say, I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me.
This is the Shulamite woman.
This is the woman talking.
Okay,
now.
All right.
Yes. Come, my beloved, let us go out into the fields and lodge in the villages. Let us go out early in the vineyards and see whether the vines have budded,
mm-hmm.
whether the grape blossoms have opened, and the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love. My mandrakes give forth fragrance, and beside our doors are all the choice fruits, new as well as old, which I have laid up for you, O my beloved.
Wow, that's powerful. You know, when we were growing up, Lady Kim, in Birmingham, my cousin Dwayne and Don lived on the corner, and it was a very... community type where everybody knew everybody on the block, and we were going in and out of everybody's house. I mean, so that was before you would have to have all of the door ringers, and what do they call them? Ring doorbells and all of that. Doors would be left open, you know, and people would. I remember vividly how my friend Alfred, he would wake me up sometime. He'd already in the house, you know, before I even get out of bed, but. We had all of these fruit trees. Almost all of our neighbors had a variety of fruit trees in their backyards. And we talked a little bit about that with Alfred and Sam when mm-hmm. we were there in Birmingham a couple of weeks ago. But Dwayne and my uncle Charles and my aunt Lula, they had these pomegranate trees.
Mm.
And you could see the blossoms. And I'm talking about, you know, big pomegranates that would come out, and we would sit there and we would bust open those pomegranates. And am I saying that right? Pomegranates?
Pomegranates.
Yeah, and we would eat them, and you have all that purple and all
that red.
Yeah, but they were delicious. And, you know, people probably see them in the stores now, but I don't know if they grow them or they have to ship them in, but we had that for. A daily feast, if we wanted it. We could move from there and get all of the plums and all of the peaches that we wanted, because everybody all the way down the street
had
fruit trees, mm-hmm. pecans and the whole nine. But I think in Solomon talking, when the Shulamite is talking, she's making an expression of how the pomegranate, when it blooms, how that is symbolic of her love and expression for Solomon, in terms of how she appreciates him, and how that's a piece of that expression of love that she is trying to exhibit and express to him.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say to kind of tie that in here for us tonight?
Well, when it comes to the church, you know, the church, the believing soul, triumphs in its relationship to Christ.
Okay.
And his interest in him. She humbly desires communion with him. Let us walk together that I might receive counsel, instruction, and comfort from thee, and may make known my wants and my grievances to thee with freedom and without interruption. Mm-hmm. Communion with Christ is what all that are made whole, holy, earnestly breathe after. And those who would converse with Christ must go forth from the world. Wherever we are, we may keep up communion with God. Nor should we go where we cannot in faith ask him to go with us. Those who would go abroad with Christ must begin early in the morning of their days. Must begin every day with him. Seek him early. Seek him diligently. A gracious soul can reconcile itself to the poorest places if it may have communion with God in them. But the most delightful fields will not satisfy unless the beloved is there.
Okay.
So in other words, I think what Matthew Henry is saying is that we must take Christ with us wherever we go.
Okay.
And that no matter where we go, his love will be with us. But we have to earnestly seek for that and want that and commune with God and walk with God. And that, you know, it's not something earthly that we seek after, but something spiritual that we seek after, that we might be able to constantly commune with God and to be able to walk and follow after him who is our beloved.
That's good. I like that. And even as you were bringing that out and making it live for us today, because sometimes when you see this kind of expression, we sometimes overlook the fact that it can be relevant to where we are, and God has a word to help us in terms of understanding how that connects to the church.
Amen.
And so the other part of it, as you were talking, I was thinking about the flower of that pomegranate and the fragrance. And so that's part of what they're describing in that 13th verse. I think part of that has to do with us as the church. There ought to be a fragrance about us as believers that really makes sour situations better. There ought to be a fragrance about us that make bad things good. And when we walk into the room, when our presence is in the room or in a situation or even in a circumstance or even on our jobs, it should be the fragrance of Jesus the Christ, and it should be something that's different than what you might receive in the world.
Amen.
You follow what I'm
Amen.
Saying?
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
And you know, the commentary also mentions something that stood out to me. It says, our own souls are our vineyards.
Okay.
And they should be planted with useful trees. We should often search whether we are fruitful in righteousness.
Okay.
So we have to be careful with what we plant in our own souls.
That's good. That's
Christ's
good.
Presence will make our vineyards flourish, and the tender grapes appear as the returning sun revives our gardens. So don't forget that Christ's presence makes us flourish.
That's right.
You know, when we live and move and have our being in Christ Jesus, then we flourish. Then our way is made plain and straight. And so our tender grapes can be compared to that of the fruit of the Spirit.
Okay.
And knowing things and knowing that we love Christ and knowing of him and the things that he has called for us to do helps continue the S-O-N, that sun, shine upon us and for our vineyards to flourish.
I feel a preach spirit coming up. That's good, Lady Kim. And so that's really what you're gathering here, because this is a continuation of Solomon and the Shunammite expressing their appreciation for each other. And so it is with Christ and the church, and how God continues to make available opportunities, continues to express his love toward us so that we might go forth and let our light shine in such a way that our fragrance, mm-hmm. will attract people to come in out of darkness, mm-hmm. because we are carrying the fragrance of Christ, and we're not trying to lift up ourselves.
That's right.
The Bible says, if I be lifted up, talking about Jesus, he says, I'll draw all men unto me. So that's the fragrance that we ought to carry. People ought to see, they ought to get a glimpse of Jesus when they see you. And you ought to have that fragrance that attracts people, and not a bad odor that runs people away.
Amen.
I said something right there. Now.
Yes, you did.
Let's get ready to wrap it up, Lady Kim. And we're going to pick up with chapter 8 on next week. But we were coming in on the airplane tonight, I had a chance to meet a gentleman and had conversation. And I tell you, it's amazing how God just... sometimes it can seem as if it's going to be, I won't say that, but we're grateful for getting the chance to meet this man and just have conversation. I believe he might come by the church. He told me he was a member of the church, and I was not trying to pull him away from his church, but his friend, I told him, he's new to Memphis. He's been here since the pandemic, I believe. And we wanted to make sure that the people that he was telling me about, I told them to just mention ATOP, just say ATOP. So he might come by, and if he does, I'll be glad, and I'll welcome him. But I'm not trying to by no means steal anybody's members from their church, but we had a good conversation as we were coming in tonight.
Amen.
All right, but let's receive the prayer request tonight, and put Brother Lifford's name down here. Okay, already got it, Brother Joe. And if there are others, you go ahead and make those known. Good to see each of you on tonight, and we praise God for sustaining us and how he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves, and how he is already blessed in abundance. He's already healed. He's already delivered. And so we have to, as Dr. Quality said on yesterday, make the most of every opportunity, be filled with the Spirit, and give thanks for everything to God. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you.
Amen. So we have several prayer requests that we've been asked to lift up. Brother Stanley Lifford, his father, Joe Lifford, is in the hospital. Mm-hmm. He asked us to lift him up in prayer tonight. Sister Martin, Antoinette Martin, asked mm-hmm. the prayer warriors to pray. I believe the child is her nephew. But anyway, little Brandon has been admitted back to the hospital. Sweet little twin baby boy. He's admitted back to the hospital. And then for Andrea Martin's health, Sister Myra Shorter is asking for her cousin Andrea Martin to be healed.
Okay.
Also, when I turned on the news briefly tonight, I heard there was a horrible shooting, mass shooting at the University of Virginia. Three of the football players were killed.
Wow.
By a former football player, and two others were injured. So please pray for those families of those students. Sister Mary is asking prayer for her dad, Willie Liggins. We're praying for him. And Brother Martez Jones is asking prayer. Oh, he has a praise report.
Yeah.
That he's fully recovered from the flu.
That's great.
Sister Jessica is asking prayer for the families of the McGee and the Jones family.
Okay.
Any others? Sister Janet Jones also asked prayer for Sister Janet Jones as she is getting over COVID. She's recovering from COVID. So we want to pray for her also. All right. And we always want to lift up Pastor's brother, Earl Murray Jr., as well as that's Sister Darlene Cleveland's dad. We want to lift him up in our prayers, as well as our nephew and Sister Darlene's cousins, Sandra Murray, and also Anthony Handley. We want to lift them up in prayer to you.
Okay.
To God.
To God, that's right. Well, Lady Kim, will you do the honors as we prepare to close out tonight?
Absolutely. All right, let us go to God in prayer. God, we thank you for safe traveling, grace and mercy that you have allowed us to return back to the city of Memphis safely. We thank you, O God, for continuing to bless us and keep us as we travel. Now, God, we lift up the sick to you that are on our list. We lift up Brother Joe Lifford in the hospital.
Yes, God.
We lift up little Brandon, God. Touch his little body right now, God,
right
in
now,
the
God.
Name of Jesus.
Do it, God.
We lift up Andrea Martin to you tonight. We lift up Brother Willie Liggins to you tonight. We lift up Sandra Jones, Jeanette Jones and Sandra Murray to you tonight. We lift up Anthony Handley to you tonight. We lift up Earl Murray Jr. tonight. We lift up the McGee and the Jones family tonight.
God.
Whatever
yes,
they need, oh God, we ask that you would grant it for them right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the families of those who were senselessly murdered, oh God, on that bus returning from a trip, oh God, an out-of-town trip, those football players. We ask, God, that you would just bless and comfort the families tonight, God, as they grieve the loss of their loved ones. We know, oh God, that you are a God who knows all about us, who feels, oh God, as we feel. And so we ask, oh God, that you would grant them peace, that you would grant them the love that they need in order to make it through these tragic times, and continue to bless the sick and shut in wherever they are. We love you, God.
We love you,
thank
Lord.
You, God,
thank
for
you, God.
All that you've done.
Yes,
we
God.
Lift up Anointed Temple of Praise
Hallelujah.
To you tonight, God. Any prayers that I have neglected tonight, cover them
cover,
tonight, God.
God. Cover.
In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we thank you tonight that you continuously allow us to go forth and be all that you would have us to be. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. An exciting weekend coming up this weekend.
That's right.
We have the dedication of our educational building.
That's right.
In honor of Mother Elizabeth Hughes and in honor or in memory of Director
William
Hughes.
Hughes. That's right.
So again, and we will have dinner following that service.
That's
on
right.
Sunday.
For all everybody.
So come prepared to eat.
Right.
Amen. And fellowship and have a good time on this coming Sunday.
We will have a little different setup for you this Sunday. And when you come in, you'll see. But we're looking forward to this Sunday and the dedication as Lady Kim just indicated. And we hope that each of you can be present and invite somebody to come. It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord.
Amen. And there's always an opportunity for you to give if you'd like to give. There's always the opportunity to give of your tithes and offerings. So if you would like to do that, feel free to do so. The link will be there. You can pay by PayPal or by Constant Contact or by text to give,
mm-hmm.
or you can even drop it in the mail.
That's right.
But better yet, come on by ATOP.
That's it.
We'd love to see.
There's a link at the bottom there that really kind of helps us get a sense of what is happening in terms of all of the announcements. And you can click on that link. And then if there's someone here who's viewing and you're interested in even wanting to become a member of ATOP, there's a link there as well for us to have you to fill out the information, and we'll receive you and accept you as a result of that.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Got all kind of bells and whistles going off right now. The phone's ringing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. And so we will have a children's church this Sunday, but it's a little different focus. We're going to begin practicing for the Christmas program. Mm-hmm. So we need all of our young people to show up this Sunday so that we can begin practicing for our Christmas program.
All right. Well, we praise God for each of you as we prepare to close out tonight. We hope that you have a blessed night and continue to be encouraged. And those of you who can, we will have our inspirational moment tomorrow at 7 a.m. And we look forward for many of you being on that call as well.
Amen. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Bye. Have a blessed night. Bye-bye.